How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello there, everyone. We're locked in for episode 148 of Locked On Thunder, presented by the Norman Transcript. I'm your host, Fred Katz. Locked On Thunder is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Head on to iTunes, search Locked On Thunder to subscribe to the podcast there. Leave a review once you're on that page also. And find us on audioboom.com. Log on to normantranscript.com. Check out my blog, Thunder Road. It's under the sports tab on the site. Find all my Thunder coverage there. I'm on every day of the week, Monday through Friday. Right here, we got the All-Star Weekend Preview. So the game is on Sunday. Dunk contest, three-point contest, skills challenge. All that on Saturday night. Friday night, we got the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Challenge. Alex Abrines, Domantas Sabonis, and Rising Stars. Russell Westbrook versus Kevin Durant. I'm so used to saying versus Kevin Durant. Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant both playing, obviously. Durant among the four Warriors playing in the All-Star Game on Sunday night. Let's just get straight to Twitter questions and preview this. First one from Drinking Tea. Do you think Russ is going to win All-Star MVP for the third year running? Sure. Why not? I think he'll win it. So Russell Westbrook's won two in a row. He won the last two All-Star Game MVPs. If he wins it again, it'll be 3 years in a row winning All-Star Game MVP. Sure. I'll take him winning it. I mean, it's a game where it makes sense that he would win it because he would be like ferocious and try to score like a maniac and try to play like crazy and you know, have a 40-point game and while everyone else is just kind of coasting and not playing defense and all of that. Like I get it. It makes perfect sense as to why he would win All-Star Game MVP. That being said, if we look at the Vegas odds, so he is the favorite. He's 3.5 to 1, so plus 350. That means bet $100 to win $350 if Russell Westbrook wins MVP. He's the favorite. Number two is Stephen Curry. He's 6 to 1. Anthony Davis is 13 to 2. Kevin Durant, James Harden, LeBron James are all 7 to 1. Kyrie's 15 to 2, and so on. If I had to pick one guy for like the best odds, I feel like Isaiah Thomas at 15 to 1 could be pretty good. I like those odds more than I like Russell Westbrook's odds. Like, couldn't you totally see Isaiah just kind of getting hot, going off? Like, he's one of those streak scorers. He's one of those guys that goes really hard around, like, doesn't shy away from physicality. Might, like, actually, from an energy perspective, outplay everyone on Sunday night. It's possible he'll be coming off, like, a skills challenge win the night before. I feel like if I were making a bet on this, looking at these odds, you know, DeMar DeRozan 28 to 1 is interesting. Melo at 45 to 1 is interesting. So is Klay Thompson at 45 to 1. But I'm kind of into the Isaiah Thomas at 15 to 1. I think that'd be a fun one. But Russell Westbrook will be my pick. But I'll go on record best bet, because what the heck, this is not going to come back to bite me. I'll go on record best bet at 15 to 1, Isaiah Thomas. Before we go on, I just want to take a quick second to talk about SeatGeek. Buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or show you want to go to, and none of those older ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. SeatGeek is always the first place I go to look for tickets to a game or concert. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I just used it the other day to look at tickets for Bill Maher coming into town in a few months. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save the time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter the promo code LO Thunder, that's LO like locked on, and SeatGeek is going to give you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LO Thunder today.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Next one from That True Talk. Any chance Sabonis or Abrina show out in whatever minutes they get? Or will they be overwhelmed by the competition in the Rising Stars Challenge? So Rising Stars Challenge, formerly the Rookie Sophomore Game. First off, the Rising Stars Challenge is just the worst name. Why is it a challenge? Who has ever said that they are going to a challenge and referred instead of going to a game? That's never been a thing. Like the skills challenge, that makes sense. It's like a competition. It should be the Rising Stars game. Why is it the Rising Stars challenge? No one's ever referred to a basketball game as a challenge. No one's ever said, I'm going to the Thunder Warriors challenge. It's never been a thing. I don't understand why it's the Rising Stars challenge. Anyway, it is the Rising Stars challenge. And any chance Sabonis or Abrinas show out? Or in whatever minutes they get. I think the chances are probably higher for Abrinas doing so. I mean, look, they're not going to look overwhelmed by the competition. Because no one is going to look overwhelmed by the competition. Because that implies there is competition. To quote Billy Donovan, everybody might go for 40. That is what he said when talking about this. I love that Enes Kanter told Sabonis and Abrinas not to pass the ball. I think that's hilarious and very on-point advice from Enes Kanter, who absolutely would say that because he is rarely the serious one and always entertaining. So I love that Kanter. Sabonis said, told Eric Horn at the Oklahoma that that's the advice that Kanter had for him earlier today. I think that's pretty hilarious. I think Abrinas has a better chance at getting hot just because he's been shooting the ball so well lately. You know, shots could just end up coming to him and he can end up putting shots. There are a lot of good players on the world team, though. Porzingis and Nurkic and Jokic. And, like, there are good players, a lot of good players on the world team. Now, unfortunately, we're not going to get to see Joel Embiid. That's why Abrinas is there. He replaced Embiid. But there are a lot of good players. They're obviously not all the way at the top of the pecking order. If you look at like those odds that I was talking about earlier, they are tied for the worst odds to win Rising Stars Challenge MVP. I'm not picking either of them to do that, but I think they'll look fine. I think they'll look fine. There's no defense played in that game. Like there's less defense played in that game than there is in the All-Star game. So I think we're gonna see. We're probably, if they get enough minutes, they'll put up their numbers and they'll be fine. Next one from Ben Vance. Who's your celebrity all-star game dream team? So I'm just going to give a starting five. And it's Dylan, 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 and Dylan. Next from Gabe DeGroot. What are your predictions for all the events? Let's go through this. All right. So I already told you my pick for MVP, Russell Westbrook. And I think Isaiah is the best bet there. Highest point total for a single player in a single game in the 2017 All-Star game. So that's 35.5. So will anybody score more than 35.5 points? Over under, I am taking the over. I think Russell or Isaiah Thomas is going to get that over. Why? I don't know. Do I have to tell you? No, because this whole weekend is illogical and it's based on fun and I'm picking it out of fun. Now let's get to the Saturday night stuff. Slam dunk contest. You got Aaron Gordon. You got Derrick Jones Jr. You got DeAndre Jordan. And Glenn Robinson III. I think Aaron Gordon is going to win based on his performance from last year. He was amazing last year, man. He was unbelievable last year. Him versus Levine, and I am very far from the first person to say this, but I'll tell you what. So I almost – I never react really when any really good play happens in a game because you're not supposed to cheer on press row. You're just not supposed to do it. And sometimes you'll have a natural reaction. You'll make a face or something. But you're not supposed to cheer on press row, whether it's a great play, no matter who makes it. It's just it is looked at as very unprofessional, as it should be. I've never in my life had a problem not cheering on press row. I sit there. I watch it like I'm watching the ballet, you know, just quietly sitting there and watching the ballet, live tweeting the ballet, except one time. The one time I was thinking like, man, and people do cheer on All-Star Weekend because it's just it's different environment. So some people do. I just think it's never a good look. I never tried to do it. The one time I was like, oh, this is hard was last year, LaVine versus Gordon. So that was it. I love the dunk contest. I love it. When the dunk contest is good, it's so awesome. Just the swag and the fun and the sheer athleticism and just the physical dominance that some of these guys can display is just absolutely amazing. And I love it. I think it's just a blast. And last year when it was good, that was like one of the most fun times I've ever had in this job on just covering the NBA. I'm sitting there being like, I can't believe this is my job. This is so much fun. And it was so awesome, that dunk contest. And I think Aaron Gordon is going to win. But if I'm taking the same logic I did with MVP, Aaron Gordon is 5-8, according to Bovada. Derrick Jones is second, 5-4. DeAndre Jordan is 8-1. Glenn Robinson the third is 9-1. I would take DeAndre Jordan at 8-1. I know historically big men sometimes aren't that great. You know, you get Andre Drummond last year. It was just boring. He was just boring. It's hard for a big man to show off. I think DeAndre could break that trend. There have been big men who have been good. Dwight Howard won. Blake Griffin won. Although I did not think Blake Griffin was great when he won. But like JaVale McGee was awesome in the dunk contest. We've seen big men be good. I think DeAndre's got the physical ability. You watch him in layup lines. He has some outrageous dunks. Just unbelievable. For someone, not even for someone his size. Like unbelievable for anyone. Then you add in that it's his size and you're just like, holy, wow, that guy is insane. And I think he's got the personality. He's got this flashy, outgoing, upbeat, funny personality, and I think he's going to come up with some good stuff. And it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if DeAndre won, and I like those 8-1 odds, so that's what I take. Three-point contest, I'm going a little alternative here. I'm going to pick Eric Gordon. He's having a great year shooting the ball. I just feel like his release and his form is going to work well in the three-point contest. He doesn't jump very high. Look, Klay is the favorite, and he should be the favorite. But Eric Gordon doesn't jump that high. He's got kind of a low release. It's kind of good when you're shooting off the rack. I feel like he's going to be good at that. I feel like he can end up being good. Like Nick Young, there are a lot of moving parts. He jumps a lot. Like the candidates, by the way, are Klay Thompson, Kyrie Irving, CJ McCollum. This is in order, according to Bovada, from favorite to least. So Klay Thompson, Kyrie Irving, CJ McCollum, Eric Gordon, Kyle Lowry, Nick Young, Wes Matthews, and Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker, Nick Young, like they jump high, moving parts down low. I don't think that works well for a three-point contest when you're shooting off the rack and that kind of stuff. You can mess up timing. It's harder to come down. It takes a little more energy out of you. I like to go with the guys who have the simpler shooting form. And I think Eric Gordon is someone who could be good at that. I could see him being good at that. I mean, I could, you know, Klay is obviously amazing at it. And he should be the favorite, but I'm going a little alternative. Let's go Eric Gordon. Odds to win the skills competition, I'm going as out there as I possibly can. Give me the replacement. Give me Nikola Jokic. A big one last year. Karl Anthony Towns won last year. They do it now where they split it up. Isaiah Thomas is the favorite right now. He's followed by John Wall, then Devin Booker, Gordon Hayward, Anthony Davis, Kristaps Porzingis, DeMarcus Cousins, Nikola Jokic. I love that the NBA split this up and they do four bigs and four smalls now. I love that. I think it was a great idea. I think it's fun to see bigs in the skills competition. I always thought the skills competition was insanely boring, and I enjoyed it last year. It's a lot more exciting when you have two brackets. You got the bigs, you got the smalls, and then you have a big in the finals. Like, that's fun. That's a lot more fun. That's a much better way to do it. I thought that whoever thought of that, it's a great idea. I'm picking Jokic. Man, that guy is so crazy skilled. People don't know how crazy skilled he is, and he has the worst odds. Get him, 15-1. Make that happen. Don't get mad at me if he doesn't win, though. You're not allowed to get mad at me. But He can handle. He is such an outrageously, like, isn't he the most accurate passer of anyone on this list, save for maybe John Wall? In terms of pure, like, actual passing placement. Like, if there's anyone on this list who I think is going to be able to, like, pass, make multiple of those passes through the holes, you know, I have to make the chest pass, the bounce pass. Like, Jokic, I feel like, is definitely going to be able to do that. In first try, both times. And obviously, any of these guys can do that. But, like, I feel like Jokic, especially the big man, look, getting to the finals is halfway there. And I feel like he's definitely the most, like, Davis is crazy skilled, Porzingis is crazy skilled, Cousins is crazy skilled, obviously. But I feel like Jokic is the most skilled of all of them when it comes to, like, the actual stuff that is in the skills competition. So I'm going Jokic. And if I'm wrong, then you can all come after me. But just don't be too mad. Remember, I'm on every weekday, Monday through Friday. Head on to iTunes, subscribe to Locked On Thunder. If you have questions, comments, email lockedonthunder@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at Fred Katz, FredKatz. Log on to normantranscript.com for all your Thunder needs. And check out Thunder Road to follow team coverage and what's next for the Thunder there. I'm in New Orleans right now. I'm staying at a hotel a little bit outside New Orleans in Kenner, Louisiana, which is where the New Orleans airport is. And I'll be at all the festivities on Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. If you need all-star coverage, check out my Twitter. Check out Thunder Road. You can see all that there. I'm going to be podcasting after the all-star game on Sunday night, so there will be a podcast on Monday morning, so you'll have that up. I'm taking off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. For podcast purposes, I'm probably going to do a podcast Wednesday for Thursday. Thursday's a trade deadline, so I can't leave you guys hanging, not have a podcast on trade deadline day. So maybe I'll just do 2 days off for the podcast, and I'll do 3 days off for writing. So I'm not going to write Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I'll have something up for the podcast for Thursday morning. Just at least discussing trade stuff. If something breaks, there's some sort of breaking news, the Thunder make a deal because the trade deadline is in a week, less than a week now by the time this thing posts. If the Thunder makes some sort of deal, I will be back. I will come out of my cave and I will do something, but I'm going home for 3 days and unless something breaks. Ooh, I just dropped my phone. How's that for irony? I just said, unless something breaks and then literally dropped my phone as I said it. But unless something breaks, I'm gonna be a little silent. But I will be back with you on Monday. I will record something after the game on Sunday night. Until then, Locked On Thunder is locking up.